Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into it. So yesterday was a huge day for the NFL. Bunch of news breaking about just some random topics around the NFL, obviously. Considering it's been relatively slow the last couple weeks, just with free agency like winding down, it's starting to pick back up because obviously training camps are started. They started yesterday. 7/26, I want to say, was the date. So yesterday. So today we're gonna jump into a couple topics that are the main topics. I'm not gonna cover all the little topics that aren't really that big. I'm just gonna cover the macro topics that obviously a lot of people want to hear about. So there are four topics I want to discuss today. Number one, I want to start with Chris Carson is retiring. Number two is Julio Jones is signing with a team. Kyler Murray has a weird contract clause that has been leaked. And Trey Lance was named the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers as of yesterday. All these topics and stories were brought out as of yesterday. So let's get it right into it. So obviously, like I said, we're gonna have Chris Carson start off with today. The Seattle Seahawks, former Seattle Seahawks running back now, just retired yesterday or last night, whatever time zone you were in, I guess. Carson was he was a good quarter, good running back, sorry. He played five seasons with the Seahawks. He was a good running back. He wasn't like the top echelon running back as you know, like a who's like a good running back, like a Derrick Henry or a Nick Chubb. He wasn't that even when he was healthy. He was more like a 10 to 12 like best running back in the NFL. So like maybe like a Miles Sanders or something like that, or a Kareem Hunt. He was good, just not top echelon-esque. But his main issue was just injuries. He's one of those players, he just couldn't stay healthy. Like I said, he played five seasons with the Seahawks. It felt like he was injured like three out of the five seasons, and even the seasons that he was considered healthy, he was still dinged and nicked, and it was rough. But he was saying that he was retiring because of a neck injury he sustained in week four of last season, and he just couldn't overcome it, I guess. It sucks to see a running back go. The NFL is really geared towards the quarterbacks and wide receivers and tight ends, more the pass catching guys. But running back, no matter what the NFL does, you're just not going to be able to fix the running back position and make it so running backs can be a more healthy and dependable position. You can't fix players falling on top of you. In football, you just can't fix it. Obviously, the NFL said with wide receivers that you can go over the middle more and you can't really be touched nearly as much and hit in certain areas. Quarterbacks, same thing. You can't hit them in certain areas below like the knees or whatever. So the running back position is just something that's never going to be able to be fixed, unfortunately. And it's sad to see because some of like the most favorite players in the eyes of fans are running backs. Like one of my favorite players, I'm a Giants fan. So obviously one of my favorite players is Saquon Barkley. And like he's kind of in the Chris Carson like type of I wouldn't say he's looking like Chris Carson right now, but You saw it. Year one, Saquon Barkley looked like a monster. Top three running back in the league. Maybe the best in some eyes. And he just can't stay healthy. And that's kind of just how it is with running backs. You see the same thing with Christian McCaffrey. Now, Christian McCaffrey's more of a pass-catching back. I think that's what the Panthers need to do is obviously let McCaffrey be more of a pass-catching back rather than a running back. But we're not talking about McCaffrey. It's sad to see because some of NFL fans' favorite players are running backs. You see the same thing with like Barry Sanders. People love Barry Sanders. And obviously, he doesn't compare to Chris Carson at all. But I'm just saying, running backs are very fan favorite type of players for that position. So sad to see Chris Carson retire, but he just couldn't stay healthy. And at the end of the day, you don't want your body to be wrecked for the rest of your life just because of a couple of years of playing football. So he made some money. He made a great amount of money. And he's just going to have to move on. We'll see what he does. Maybe he can be like a running backs coach for the Seahawks or a team in the NFL. Who knows? So Chris Carson is retiring. Next up, we have Julio Jones is signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wow. So, a little bit of a thing I was come to know is Julio Jones will be joining his former teammate Russell Gage on the Buccaneers. So if you didn't know that, you do now. Russell Gage also joined the Buccaneers this offseason, months and months ago when free agency started. But it is very surprising to see Julio Jones going with the Buccaneers, considering the wide receiver room in Tampa Bay is already a pretty stacked receiver room. So Julio, if you're looking for fantasy points, I wouldn't go with Julio Jones, considering how stacked that receiver group and offensive weapons are on the Bucs. Now, if you want to take a little tip from me, I would highly recommend drafting Tom Brady as your fantasy football quarterback this season, because with that pass-catching group of Cameron Brate as a tight end, you have Kyle Rudolph, who just signed with the Buccaneers like last week as another tight end. And then wide receivers alone, you have Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Russell Gage, Julio Jones. I want to say Scotty Miller is still on the team. So that's five receivers, two tight ends, and you have Leonard Fournette as a running back. So, wow, is the Buccaneers stacked with offensive weapons. I think even if Julio didn't sign with the Buccaneers, I think the offense was fine. I think it's just more the secondary for the Buccaneers is the secondary and pass rush is definitely a little sketchy for the Buccaneers. But we're not talking about the defense. We're talking about the offense, and we're talking about Julio Jones. So what does this mean for Julio Jones? I think he's just trying to get back to kind of like an Odell situation of last year when Odell signed with the Rams. Just kind of improve your, not reputation, but maybe on-field reputation of, I'm healthy, I still got some left in the tank, and I want a team to sign me to a lucrative contract of a couple million. Now, honestly, I do think Julio will have a better year than he did with the Titans, because Julio and the Titans, that was an awful year. Julio got traded for like a second round pick to the Titans, and it just didn't work out with them. Julio was on and off the injured reserve list, and it didn't work with the Titans. But like Odell, hopefully he can, you know, fix that on the field reputation of I'm still a great player and I still got some in the tank. So, none of the, like, money terms have been leaked as of yet, but it's assumed that he's probably on a small contract, maybe, like, a minimum or, like, a $2 or $3 million contract with more of an incentive-based contract. So, That is Julio to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Next up, we have Kyler Murray. Now, this is a little bit of a weird topic. we'll figure out how to go through this. But just a little side note, I do have all these topics I'm talking about. I did write it in my article or blog, whatever you want to call it. That's on my link tree. So if you want to see the writing form or typed out form of all these topics, I do have it on my link tree or my website or my Instagram. All those are the same as the day, the sports stop one. So if you want to see this in typed out form and read it rather than listen, there you go. So on to the second half of topics. Kyler Murray has a leaked weird contract clause. Someone leaked it out. We don't know who, but it was leaked out and it is confirmed to be a real thing. And it took over a lot of the media yesterday. It was a pretty big deal because of how weird of a clause it is. It's considered probably the only clause that's like this ever in a contract. So let's break it down. A few days after the Arizona Cardinals signed Kyler Murray to a 5-year, $230.5 million contract, they signed that like last week. It was leaked yesterday that Murray has to study at least 4 hours in between games for the season with no interruptions, which is weirdly stated because it says like no video games, no TVs, no distractions. And it's just a weird contract clause. I was listening to Undisputed with Shannon Sharp, and he was saying he's never heard of a clause like this in any NFL contract. And it's truly one of a kind. And it is. And it's been noted that Kyler Murray has been a little bit of a diva quarterback. And Kyler Murray has come out and said he doesn't do a lot of studying. He more just lets the game come to him. And he lets it just come at its own pace during the game. And it looks like the Arizona Cardinals are kind of getting some contract void in this. And we'll see what happens with it. I think this could turn into an issue maybe a couple years down the road. Or it could be nothing. Who knows? But it looks like Kyler Murray has to study 4 hours. So from Sunday to Sunday, Kyler Murray has to study 4 hours from a week one game to whenever he plays week two, which if you think about it, that's not that much. That's like, if you think about it, that's even on a short week, you're still like, you only have to do like an hour of studying, and that's not that hard. Would I like to be paid $230 million to study for 4 hours at home? Yeah, yes, I would. But it's, you've seen it with other quarterbacks. I've seen other media members talk about this. You saw it with Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger. You've seen it with Brett Favre. They're not really into film study. They just kind of let their athletic abilities kind of do more of the studying for them. And look, that's nice for now, but I think it will eventually come to bite Kyler Murray in the behind. Just because physical quarterbacks and running quarterbacks, if they don't, their athleticism is eventually going to wane. So as their athleticism wanes, and they're still not studying very much, I think this could be messy in the future if Kyler Murray gets dinged up and loses some athleticism. I think this could turn to an issue if he doesn't study more. Now, obviously, Kyler Murray does do more than 4 hours of studying. But what makes it so weird is they said at home. out of the facility he has to study for 4 hours. So he's still going to do more than 4 hours of studying, but at home specifically or out of the facility specifically, he has to do 4 hours, which, break it down, that's like 1 hour a day. That's not that much. But that is the weird contract clause of Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. It's a weird contract clause, and it's like I said, it's one of a kind, and I don't think it doesn't look good between, like, on Arizona's side, it doesn't look good, and on Kyler Murray's side, it doesn't look good. So it's just kind of a weird situation, but that is the weird contract clause of Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Next up and lastly, we have Trey Lance has been named the starting quarterback of the 49ers. Now, for most teams, this wouldn't be such a big deal, but with this whole Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance situation, we've heard so much about Trey Lance this offseason, how they're trying to completely just restart and redo his throwing motion and breaking it down back to the studs. And it looks like Kyle Shanahan in the front office is ready to go at it with Trey Lance and really give him the reins to see what he can do. I do think this is a good idea. I think they needed to do this. Last week they did, as in the 49ers, the 49ers front office did tell Jimmy Garoppolo that he can find a trade with a different team. Just because it's been reported so much by 49ers players and just leaked sources that Jimmy Garoppolo is such a likable guy in the locker room. He's such a big presence that he can't be the backup quarterback behind Trey Lance. Because if Trey Lance goes on like a 2-3 game slide and doesn't play well, the locker room is going to be chomping at the bit to get Jimmy Garoppolo back in that starting position. So you have to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo and you have to make Trey Lance a starting quarterback, because with the amount of picks that the 49ers gave up for Trey Lance in the 2021 draft, you have to play Trey Lance in the second year. He sat last year, he learned behind Garoppolo. Garoppolo said that he is showed Trey Lance some tactics and has been a good mentor to Trey Lance. You just got to give it to Trey Lance. And you spent 3 first-round picks trying to get Trey Lance. You got to do it. But Trey Lance did play, I think it was like 2 or 3 games last season. He looked all right. He didn't play a lot of college snaps. So they're trying to just basically tune Trey Lance back to a more consistent quarterback. I think that's kind of the number one thing that the 49ers want to do, is build his throwing motion back up, get it to a good motion, make him more consistent, and then once he's more consistent, really let him make some strides and take him from a 20th best quarterback to a top 10 quarterback this season. I think this is probably the best case scenario for Trey Lance with what team he went to is the 49ers, because the 49ers and Shanahan's offensive scheme is not quarterback dependent at all. Now, you do have to be a good quarterback to get somewhere in the NFL, and specifically, Jimmy Garoppolo is like a mid-tier quarterback. I think if Trey Lance can be like the 20th best quarterback, the 49ers can make the playoffs. And I do think the 49ers will make the playoffs. I don't think Trey Lance is going to have huge numbers. And you saw the same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. He didn't have huge numbers. The Niners just asked him to be consistent and a good, not great quarterback, and more of a don't lose us the game, but you don't have to win us the game. Because the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan's scheme is more of a run-based scheme. So it's kind of just run the ball, throw it on play action, and give it to the tight end and let them do the work. The 49ers are a super, super physical team. So I think Trey Lance rolling out of the pocket, do some short yardage passes and be efficient, that will be good. Honestly, I think if you give Trey Lance a 10% decrease from what Jimmy Garoppolo had last season. So, for example, if Jimmy Garoppolo had 10 touchdowns, if Trey Lance had 9 touchdowns and Trey Lance gave you a little bit more rushing yards, I think the 49ers will be just as good. Just as good. I think that Trey Lance can be a good quarterback. I think this season, Trey Lance is going to be, okay, he was a good quarterback. Now let's make him a great quarterback going into his third season. So that's what I think about Trey Lance. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan wanted an upgrade at quarterback just because Jimmy Garoppolo just can't stay healthy. I think if Jimmy Garoppolo could stay healthy, the Niners would have kept him. And that's kind of Jimmy G's knock, is he can't stay healthy. So that is what the 49ers have done. They have named Trey Lance the starting quarterback. And that is all the news, or all the big topics, at least, that was in the NFL yesterday. Obviously, like I said, there's some little topics. Nothing crazy, though. Nothing too crazy. But that is all. I appreciate you listening, and have a good one.